constantly, every week. I don't know if I exist or not, but I'm gonna make a podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Capes and Japes. It's been a bit since we recorded because I was gone last Monday, so we recorded early.
Maybe that's why it doesn't feel real.
that might be what it is. It's been a while. And in the meantime, my long-standing Blue Yeti may or may not have bit the dust. So don't know how. Nothing happened to it. Just in between the last time I plugged it into my computer and now, it has decided not to be recognized by my computer.
Aww.
Yes. So I'm currently recording on my friend's different Blue Yeti, which I think I'm pretty sure
that feel when you setting... have other friends who podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure all of the settings are the same, so I should sound pretty much the same, and my waveforms all look like they usually do, as far as I can tell. But if there's any sound weirdness, I guess my friend has a weird mic, or maybe I have a weird mic, and
this is just what a normal microphone sounds like.
This is normal. But who's to say? We'll see if this is something I can get fixed, or if it is time for a new microphone. So further updates forthcoming. But that being said, we podcast on. We continue. The eclipse did not destroy the Earth last week, so...
Was that a possibility?
You never know.
Anything can happen. I suppose. Yeah. There's a lot of weird things that happen during eclipses. Strange plants. Were the Mogwai also... No, that was just a thing that happened. Charter, I've never actually seen gremlins.
I thought we were talking about real things that happen, real strange things that happen during eclipses, but there are also a lot of strange things that happen during eclipses in fiction.
I mean, a lot of real strange things that happen during eclipses are either just a result of the natural phenomena, like, hey, bugs freak out because they're like, holy shit, the sun is gone.
Yes.
At a time when it's not supposed to be gone, and I don't understand in my bug brain what has happened. Or, like, we add meaning to it because it happened during an eclipse. Like, oh, you might get in a car crash. And it's not like the eclipse is causing car crashes. It's just more people are driving to get to a place to see the eclipse. And also, sometimes... not pulling over and getting out of their car while trying to see the eclipse.
Yeah. Going like, whoa!
Wow, it got dark.
Yeah. Anyways, podcast.
Podcast.
We are going to talk about the final spider girl woman person to make an appearance in Madame Web, as far as I know, which is Anya Corazon, who is initially known as Aranya and later as Spider Girl. First thing about Anya Corazon is she is Mexican and Puerto Rican. Her name is Anya. Yes?
Sorry. Did we talk about Anya already?
Did we? Hold on.
Hold on. Episode canceled.
Hold on. I was sure we hadn't. It's gonna be so funny if this is the first time we did this. Wait, why am I just typing in pinecast.co? That's not gonna take me. Capes and Japes.
Yeah, we talked about her with Cindy and Felicia.
We did? Oh my god.
It went Cindy, Felicia, Anya.
Oh my god. I can't believe this.
Podcast canceled. Everybody go home.
I can't believe this.
I can't believe you've done this.
I can't believe I've done this.
Like I said, today's not real.
Today's not real. Today's a fake day. Well, game.
Well, this has never happened before.
This has never happened. You know, okay. This is very embarrassing, but also 300-something episodes is a pretty good track record.
For not accidentally talking about somebody twice.
Yeah.
You said Anya Corazon, and I was like, wait, is this one of those, like, I thought we talked about them, or did we actually talk about them?
No.
That's so...
Episode 140.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, have we done May Day?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we can do May Day. We can't do it right now.
We've only done one Parker, and it's Peter Parker.
Okay, well, we could do May Day. Either we could do it tomorrow and have, like, a late episode, or we could just do that next week and be like, hey, guys, podcast canceled. Podcast canceled, not because Olivia doesn't have her microphone, but because...
Olivia got a microphone. All of the strings that we needed have come together in our little web, except...
except the content of the episode.
I mean, do we want to just do a short episode and talk about the comics that we read this week? Did you read any comics this week?
I don't have any new stuff to talk about. There were a couple things I was going to talk about, but if you have stuff to talk about, we could do that.
I mean, all I read was Bunt.
I mean...
comics news. Check Please is going to start releasing weekly on Webtoon. So...
We
can have a discussion about comic books and webcomics being adapted to Webtoon.
Okay, yeah. We can do that. Stupid. So stupid.
Look, it had to happen sometime.
It had to happen eventually. You know what?
I'm surprised we made it to 2024, to be honest.
I'm surprised we made it to 2024. Okay, do you want to...
Well, because I was just thinking, there's the Avatar The Last Airbender, The Promise comic that's being adapted to Webtoon.
That's right.
Which, pretty good so far. I didn't read the original, but the Webtoon's interesting. The funny thing is, I think the original comic is Gene Luen Yang, so I'm like, wow.
Oh.
So interesting that this is happening right after I had to read American Born Chinese for class.
Yeah, your friend of the show, Gene Luen Yang.
It's okay.
Gene Luen Yang.
Yeah, I fully mispronounced it because I'm pretty sure I've only ever seen it written. Like, I will pronounce many things incorrectly in my lifetime because I've only seen them written. Names are one of them.
Yep. All right.
At least I got one of them. I got Gene right.
Gene got that one. Do you want to hop back on video and we can try this one again?
Oh, I've just been recording.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm also still recording. All right. That's fine. We'll just cut all this out, or we'll leave it in.
I was thinking about leaving it in. I think it's very funny.
Okay.
I mean, as long as you don't mind.
No, it's fine. Listen, it's fine. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. I don't think I have read. I don't read a lot of webtoons. I mean, I pretty much have only read.
I mean, it doesn't also have to be, like, just about webtoons. I've just been thinking about it recently. It could just be like, adaptations in general.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, like, I think there's a lot to be discussed in terms of how, like, the webtoon format is kind of, like, taking over the webcomics industry.
I mean, webtoon is very popular.
It's hugely popular. And there's also a lot, I think, of, like, similar, like, hosting sites that use the same kind of, like, premise. And even, like, Marvel has its own, like, the Infinity Comics, like, the online exclusive Infinity Comics on Marvel Unlimited or whatever, are, like...
Oh, are they scrollers? Webtoon.
Yeah. I think that's where the Infinity part.
Yeah,
I
just
Infinity
never put
Comics
it together. I just thought
from.
It was like a multiverse thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it also it,
like DC Universe Infinite. Like this is
yeah,
just
yeah, exactly. No, it makes
Marvel's
it's,
like,
it's
well,
a very
we have
comic
Infinity
book
Comics.
Word. Yeah, take that. We've got Infinity of them. And it's like I think there are a lot of very cool things you can do with the format that aren't possible in, like, traditionally formatted comics.
Yeah, but, like, there's a lot of stuff that you can do in traditionally formatted comics that you couldn't necessarily do in a webtoon, like...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you get some, like, cool new stuff, and you also lose out on some stuff. So it's like, I don't want it to completely be, like...
And I don't
the
think it
only
will.
Only way. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think
especially because, like, Lore Olympus is collecting into hardcover. Like,
yeah. That's... Have you read Lore Olympus in print?
I have one somewhere. I'm looking for it.
Oh, okay. Because I've just been curious how it reads. Oh, my God.
Oh, interesting. I mean, it's definitely reformatted. Like, it's more like panels. So, but they also have a lot of interesting stuff where I remember scroll, like, the full pages, right? Like, you...
Uh-huh.
It's just like, oh, I remember scrolling past this and being like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely been... formatted more into a traditional comics books. Ooh, that's a nice page.
Ooh.
Sorry, it's just a very pretty full page of, like, a car on a street. Sorry, it's volume one, and I'm getting a little distracted about how the art style has changed.
Oh my God, huge mood. Anytime, not with, like, Lore Olympus specifically, but, like, anytime you're looking at, like, a long-running comic, or, like, webcomics especially, I feel like, you're like, who's this guy?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But, yeah, it's very interesting. I had the thought when I mentioned Check Please, this will be the third time, like, this will be the third format that Check Please is in, because it started with, like, one panel. Right per
mm-hmm.
and then it got formatted into a graphic novel and then it got and now it's being formatted into a scrolling webtoon.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know if it's
I mean,
up on webtoon yet. Let me double check. You could say what you were thinking though.
It does like it seems like that would like work pretty well for webtoon. Like I don't think you need to do much. And I think it would definitely still appeal to a lot of younger readers who are on Webtoon who maybe were not around for the heyday of Check Please.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. So it's just the panels, just like one after another.
Okay. That's going to be fun. That's going to be like a very like kind of like
it feels almost like the photos that you would get from a photo booth, right?
Oh yeah.
Where it's just like little snapshots of time.
This is going to be a very, like, back in my day thing where all of, like, the people who were reading original Check Please would be like, we were reading this one panel at a time.
Back in my day, we had to wait.
Yes. In the ancient times of 2013 or whenever this was coming out.
Back in my day, we had to wait for Ngozi Okazu to draw the panels.
Now they're already done.
Now they're done and they just get posted weekly. Back in my day, it was a graphic novel that I bought in Barnes & Noble. Wait, what?
In where?
Where? Anyway, I'm gonna reread, sorry, I just scrolled down to the top comments. Top comment. Have I read this on Tumblr? Yes. Have I read this on its own website? Yes. Do I own the books? Yes. Do I still reread this series at least twice a year? Yes. Will I still reread it now, again, week to week on Webtoons? 100% yes.
Hell but yeah.
The second top comic, we're so fucking back. The third top comment, Eric Biddle, I am your biggest fan, cannot wait for a new audience to be exposed to the amazing story. So at least, like, Czech Police fans are being good and cool.
I love those guys. Good on you, Czech Police fandom. Still out there. Sorry, I keep thinking about, my stupid mistake.
It's bound to happen. Like, what were the odds that we had already talked about Anya Corazon? Out of all the spider women.
Out of all the spider women. Didn't talk about a bunch of them. Did get Anya. Speaking of kind of... Not... Speaking of comics of the 2010s. They recently launched a Kickstarter for a 10th anniversary edition of Lumberjanes.
I did see that, and I'm just, like, looking at the, like, where the trades started getting harder to find towards the end of the thing, and I'm like, it would be more expensive to get the entire set, just go online.
Yeah.
And get the trades that you don't have.
But also, the full set looks so nice.
Oh, it looks so pretty.
It's, if anyone has not read Lumberjanes or is maybe looking for, like, a somewhat extravagant gift for maybe a young person.
For a second, I thought you were gonna say, like, if anyone has a lot of money and would like to send us...
If anyone wants to buy Lumberjanes for us, I mean, I'd be thrilled, obviously. But no, it looks really, really nice. I am a little bit like...
Lumberjanes is maybe... also one of those where you look at the early art and you're like, oh, that's so different.
Yeah, for real. It's very entertaining. Especially having followed Nate Stevenson since
Tumblr
Lord of the Rings AU fan art on Tumblr, like that's a person who it's like you've really seen his whole career. Like a lot of art style development has happened in that long span of time.
Yeah, it was really interesting reading The Fire Never Goes Out, and because it, like, goes from year to year, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, seeing, like, oh, art style change over time.
Wow.
Incredible.
Oh, crow just flew right past my window. Hello.
It brings tidings.
It, yes, What are the tithings? Are you here to fix my microphone?
It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the microphone.
I've got my little tools.
Oh, so cute. I have on the webtoon note, I have been seeing a lot of not a lot. I've been seeing some takes about like webtoons kind of like predatory business practices, which is not surprising.
Yeah, but I've also seen people saying like, okay, no, as somebody who has contract with webtoons, like, it's not all like this. I've done a lot of contract work, and this is not that bad. Like, you're making it sound a lot worse than it is. But also, a lot of publishing contracts are kind of predatory because capitalism.
Because of society, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like webtoons is evil and nobody should put their comics there. It's like, no, you just have to keep an eye out.
Yeah.
People are going to try to take advantage of you because capitalism.
Yeah.
I remembered the other webcomic that I saw. The creator was thinking about putting it on webtoons. Sakana.
Oh my gosh! That would also, I feel like it's so, like, newspaper strip-like, but I think it could work.
Yeah, I saw on Blue Sky, Mad was, like, trying to plan out a strategy to cut up Sakana pages and start posting them scroll format on webtoon/tapas, but man, the writing in the first 2 to 3 chapters is so, like, overly aggressive and feels really at all odds with the big emotional scenes later on. Did a 20-year-old write this 14 years ago? Yes.
Oh my god, 14 years ago! Oh, good lord. No. I mean, that's like, I think it's probably, I mean, it's obviously, I think it's probably easier with something where you have, like, regular panels, as in, like, non-irregular panels, like, very kind of standardized, like, panel shapes and setups.
It would be interesting to look at the Avatar comic and see how that was set up.
Yeah, that one I'd be curious about.
Well, do you want to hear the follow-up for the Sakana?
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
Me reworking the first few chapters of Sakana after becoming a vegan. Actually, everybody is very nice to the fish. That's all I have to say about that. It was a good post.
It's a good post. Thank you, Mad. God. It's also, like, it's so weird to think about how the, like, changes in the webcomic scene from, like, the olden days, the Wild West of, like, the early 2000s. Some of those are, like, still going.
Yeah. Okay, I found a couple pages of the Avatar comic. And I mean, it's a comic book. It's definitely panels.
I love to read panels of a comic.
Some of them are horizontal and some of them are vertical. This one where Toph is yelling is taller than the other ones. That's one of the things that you can't quite do with a webtoon.
That's true. Which is, you know, again, it's good to have variety.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking at more of these panels, it's like, yeah, definitely, that's a comic book. That's a comic book. I'm trying not to, like, look at the ones that I don't recognize what's happening, because I'm like, no, I am gonna read it. I am still reading it. I don't actually want to see what happens in it before it happens. Just blurring my eyes and scrolling.
Yeah. I'm looking away.
But, I mean, it's a comic book. It looked good and interesting. Definitely different than the webtoons format. So, like, it's one of those things where it's like, the interesting part to me is how you reformat it so that, like, the pacing still makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that's a huge, I think.
And what you're trying to convey with the, like, panels also makes sense. Like, is there a different way that you can make this section where Toph is yelling feel bigger?
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to see if there's, like, if... I mean, obviously there's definitely, like, certain skills that translate, but I'm curious if we're going to end up, like, as Webtoon becomes, like, more mainstream, if you're going to have, like, people who, like, specialize in, like, editing comics for Webtoons, or, like, coaching, like, traditional comics artists on, like, how to adapt their style to Webtoons.
I also wonder if there could be, like, simultaneous release, right? Like, here's a single issue that comes out in a comic shop, like, once a month, and then that's split into four, and each, like, a fourth of that issue is an episode on Webtoons released weekly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more business than art. But also then you would have to, like, simultaneously storyboard for an Infinite Scroll and a print comic.
Yes.
Which sounds... would be... It sounds like a nightmare, but it would also be interesting. Like, instead of trying to adapt it, having the two, like, styles in your brain at the same time. Like, when people write books thinking about a potential movie, right? Like, I can see this scene in my head. It's like, okay, well, if I'm doing it like this over here, how would I do it like this over here? I don't know. It would be interesting. It would be a fun experiment, for sure, to see if you get more people buying the comic because you can get the issue early, like, the full issue earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the shorter episodes on Webtoon released weekly for free is enough. Or if people still pay for FastPass. That would be wild.
Yeah. I would be...
It's like, wait, you're paying to FastPass the next three issues, but, like, you can just go to the comic shop and buy it for $5? Okay.
I mean, if you want.
But also the people who read a lot of Webtoons are going to be used to the format, and also it being inside their phone might be a draw. Like, it might be an interesting way to kind of cross your revenue streams.
Yeah. And I do think, like you said, like, artistically, I think it might be a fun kind of puzzle to, like, design something that can work on both formats at the same time.
Yeah, it's like, I put this piece here and this piece here. Here a piece, there a piece, everywhere a piece, piece.
Yes. Exactly.
Old Mick Webtoons had a comic. Can you tell I live with children?
I mean, yes, but also I'm also kind of just like that.
Yeah, fair.
With no children, so it's fine.
Sometimes you just gotta break it down to Old McDonald.
Yeah, exactly. What else? Comics, books-wise, I'm still reading Starman. It extremely rules. I've said multiple times now, but it's like, I'm reading it, and every time I'm just like, God damn, this is good comics books. and there's some stuff that's, like, very, like, there's some stuff with women that's, like, a little bit, like, okay.
It's a comic book from, what, the 90s?
From the 90s. It is as old as I am. Well, maybe a little bit younger than I am, but it's, like, it's not egregious, it's, like, a little bit... There's, like, a scene where he, like, gets a call from Jade, Alan Scott's daughter, supposedly. But she's on the phone, so you don't see her. But he, like, she calls him and she's like, I need your help with, like, Solomon Grundy. And then he, like, goes to find Solomon Grundy, and the whole time his narration is like, wow, like, Jade's so sexy. It's like, okay, relax.
Chill.
But it's the, like, the prose of the narration is, like, so good. Really unlike anything else I've ever seen in a comic book. Just like the wordsmanship of it.
That's some diction and syntax right there.
You know it, baby. And like it does really well with like pinning down kind of like small, complex emotional moments in a superhero story, which is my favorite shit. In addition to that, I also got the Dead Boy Detectives omnibus from the library.
Of course.
Because it came out relatively recently.
You have to do your homework.
I gotta do my homework. It came out like late last year, so it did not exist at the time that I was doing my initial kind of Dead Boy Detectives dive. So I didn't know about it until I saw Neil Gaiman post something like, if you want to catch up on Dead Boy Detectives before the show comes out, like, there's an omnibus now. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so,
and gotta get on that.
Yeah, some might say, that this is, like, not a great idea when I'm reading this 50-issue Starman compendium that I do have to get back to the library, like, in... I mean, I have, like, 3 weeks.
I believe in you.
I could probably do it. And also, my other points in my defense. One, a big chunk of the Dead Boy Detectives omnibus is the 12-issue mini that I've already read.
So you can just skim right over that. That's
yeah,
review.
Exactly. And then the original Sandman story that I've also already read. And then a bunch of the other stuff is, like, backups and, like, one-shot crossover type things that haven't been collected before. So I've probably read about half of this already by volume. So it's a gigantic book, but it's not as gigantic as it, this is. I'm also practicing what I'm going to say to my roommate when she's like, why are there two 300-pound comic books on the coffee table?
To see how much weight the coffee table can hold.
Yeah, I'm testing its integrity.
It's
and
passing.
It's also a very, very nice omnibus. It's like the design is really pretty. It's got, I think, a like original
also,
cover that was designed like for the collection.
Do you think that your roommate's really gonna see Dead Boy Detectives on the comic book and on the coffee table and say, why is this here?
No, she's not gonna say, why is this here, but she's gonna bully me because she's like, didn't you already read all of this stuff? Don't I have to walk into this room and see the words Dead Boy Detectives and make fun of you for reading a comic called Dead Boy Detectives all the time already? I'm gonna be like, this is new. I mean, it's old stuff.
Okay, no, that is fair. That is fair. Okay, but I haven't read some of these dead boys being detectives.
There's stories in here where they're ghosts who are best friends who solve crimes that I haven't read yet. And maybe something LGBT happens in them. I don't think so, but...
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
And also probably the internet. We could look it up.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there are other people out there chronicling whether anything LGBT happens in any issues of Dead Boy Detectives.
Hey, speaking of something LGBT.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but incredible news. Keanu Reeves to voice Shadow in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Speaking of something LGBT, what do gay people love? Shadow the Hedgehog and Keanu Reeves.
Am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct. I honestly, it makes perfect sense. Everyone understood that. Holy shit.
That's what I get for looking at Discord during recording.
Yeah, mistake. Well, actually not, because now I get to...
Now we get to sit in this knowledge.
Yeah, now we get to live in this world, where previously we were not in a world where Keanu Reeves was voicing Shadow the Hedgehog. Now we are there. And it's a great place to be. These movies have really gone out of control, and I support them.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited. The only other comic book update I had is that Nightwing 113, I think it is, comes out this week, but it's like legacy issue 300. So they're like, ooh, gonna be a big issue, but it's like, obviously they have to say that for comic books, but I am the sucker who's gonna buy it, so joke's on me. I'm excited to see my beautiful boy. And there's a very nice Dan Mora variant cover that I'm hoping I can get. Although the regular non-variant cover is also very cool, but it's like Dan Mora Nightwing is so like boyfriend material. How was Bunt?
It was very good.
Love that.
We love friendship. We love gay art students. We love realizing that an institution is inherently predatory. We love softball.
Yes.
We love furries. We love how different each one of the characters in this book is. Incredibly varied cast of characters.
I love when I'm reading a comic book and all of the guys are unique.
I love being able to see how much time has passed based off of a character's hair.
And well, if they're wearing reading glasses.
She starts out with, like, her hair is fully dyed green, but she doesn't get it re-dyed throughout the thing, so it's just, like, slowly, like, there's more and more of her roots. And I'm like, that's good, actually.
That's fun. That's good. I like when...
More people should show the passage of time by not getting your hair redone.
Yeah, I like when creators pay attention to that kind of thing.
It was very good. Highly recommend. I got to put it on my class lib guide.
Love that.
I love when creators that you've been following online for years come out with a book that fits the bill for an assignment that you have to do for class, and you're like, well, I was gonna read this anyway, so.
Yeah. God bless.
Bunt time, baby! Everybody check out this book!
Yeah, I like that you are taking so many of your class assignments just line up so well with your already existing interests.
Now, see, this week I have to put together a hypothetical program for teens. I am fully gonna do a, like, I mean, it's not like I'm putting together a full program, right? It's just a PowerPoint presentation and a flyer.
Sure.
I'm gonna do a costume making workshop that will take place during the month of October. So I'm thinking weekly, just in case some kids are busy. They can level up their Halloween costumes by making part of it themselves.
I feel like costume making workshop that takes place during the month of October is the Briar version of me having a different Dead Boy Detectives trade on the coffee table every time my roommate comes home.
Look, my profile picture on my school homework website is fully Essek. It's me as Essek. I am purple in it.
You gotta let the people know what you're about.
And what I'm about is being purple.
What I'm about is being a gay purple wizard.
Like, what else am I gonna do here?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my other thought that I had was just set up, like, a monthly D&D game, which is also very,
yes,
on brand.
Absolutely.
So, it feels like a bonus episode.
I mean, that's basically what this is. This is what we do for bonus.
This is what we do for our Patreon bonuses. Hey, if you liked the vibe of this... Except for, you know, starting it as one thing and turning it into a different thing. If you liked the second part of this episode where we were just kind of talking about stuff, consider throwing a dollar our way. Which also, ooh, I did. Because Pinecast now, well, they've had like a tip jar, right, for a while. Uh-huh. But now they have, like, you can subscribe. You can be a paid subscriber through Pinecast. And I did put all of our Patreon episodes. I put them in there as paid-only subscriber episodes, just in case. So if you don't like Patreon and you'd rather give us a dollar or whatever through, like, there's no tiers. It's just you get the bonus episodes if you give us money, I guess. But if you do that, then you also get access to the bonus episodes that are available on Patreon. And they go up at the same time as they go up on Patreon because I upload them both at the same time.
Cool.
So if anybody's like, man, Patreon sucks, but I still want to support my favorite creators. One, I'd be flattered if we were your favorite creators. Two, there is another option if you would like that.
Great. Well, thank you for doing all of that setup.
The funny thing is, I've been doing this for a while, and I just keep forgetting to bring it up. They've been available, and I've been updating it.
It's just little secret bonus episodes.
It's just secret bonus episodes, just in case.
Just in case somebody wanders in there somehow.
Just in case somebody's like, oh, hey, I'm on the website, and it says tip jar. I'm gonna put a tip in the tip jar. I think the difference also with Pinecast is you can either do a one-time or a recurring. I don't know if you do a one-time if it'll give you bonus episodes or not. I guess try it and see.
Yeah, feel free to update us.
Feel free to give us money to test this out. And let us know if you get bonus episodes or not. Actually, if you tip us and it doesn't give you bonus episodes, I will send you a link to bonus episodes, to something, I guess.
to something. You'll get something.
You'll get something. I do have a Google spreadsheet of all. So Olivia does this thing where the email subject title is typically either a joke to do about the episode or a joke to do about something that we talked about during our call. I have copied these into a Google Sheet just because I was like, this might come in handy later. With Olivia's permission, I can send you the link to that if you send us money and it doesn't give you bonus episodes.
Yes, you absolutely have my permission. To reveal the email subject spreadsheet.
I mean, look, every time I get an email that has a episode audio in it from Olivia, It is delightful. Some of them will not make any sense. However.
However, that's part of the joy.
Gods. That's almost an episode length.
Yeah, wow, we really did it.
Once again, today doesn't feel real.
Today, listen, I know I keep being like, I was really busy, but it's like, I had a bunch of stuff going on. We recorded the last episode on a Friday, and then I, the next day, went to Vermont to see the eclipse, and then I saw an eclipse, and then now, this week, it's my microphone broke, but also it's my birthday soon. It's a weird month.
I think part of my problem is that I actually had energy to sew this weekend. So
ooh.
I got like a little bit done. And then Sunday night after dinner, I open up my computer to look at what homework I have due this week. And I notice that instead of one module due last week for my ethics class, we had two modules due for my ethics class. So at like 7 p.m. with a quiz and a discussion due by midnight, I'm like, oh no!
Oh no!
And just had to like read a lecture and read a chapter of the textbook and then do a discussion post and a reply on a discussion post and take a quiz and be all like, okay! When I woke up this morning, I'm like, it doesn't feel like Monday because I did a bunch of homework last night. Usually I'm done by now.
I'm supposed to be done with homework.
Yeah, so all day today my brain's been like, but I don't want to do anything. We did stuff last night. I do better in the morning. You know that.
Oh, huge mood.
But yeah, I mean, I got some reading done for class, and then I took a nap, and then I ate lunch, and then I watched my nephew, and then we recorded this. So it's just been like just a weird day. Doesn't feel real. It feels like today should be Sunday. My day switched.
Just floppity floppity. Swapperoo.
Yeah. It's absolutely rude is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, thank you so much. I know this wasn't what everyone was expecting.
I don't know what I'm going to call this episode.
Surprise. I wish today was April Fool's. And then I could have an April Fool's joke on myself by forgetting that we did Anya 4 years ago.
Oh my god, was that 4 years ago?
I mean, if it was episode, 140, you said? That was like 200, a little less than 200 episodes ago? So...
Hold on, I'm looking.
Okay.
It was three years ago.
Okay,
according to this, according to the archive, it doesn't give me an actual date on the webpage. It just says 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Although, I do have a link to a Kickstarter that apparently ends October 1st, 2020. So, probably somewhere in September of 2020.
Okay, so like 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
We were both right.
It was right in between.
Well, thanks to everyone for being there as we experienced this for the first time.
Hopefully the last time.
Hopefully the last time. I sincerely hope so.
Come here, listeners. Get a little closer. It probably won't be the last time. We've been doing this for a very long time, and there's a lot of characters, and there's a lot of crosstalk. So, like, we might just think, like, oh, no, we just mentioned that character when we were talking about this other character, but no. No, also, we didn't.
The longer we do the podcast, the more characters we've already done. And
yeah.
The further away some of them start to get from my memory, But not Briar's memory, at least this time. It's honestly, it's better that we caught it at the start of the episode and we didn't release it and then have people be like, hey, guys.
Well, I think Anya's one of those characters that, like, I don't read Spider-Man comics, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think the most I've read was, like, a little bit of Miles. I've read, like, Spider-Man fairy tales, like...
A little bit of Miles in my life.
A little bit of Gwendolyn by my side.
Hell yeah.
But, like, I recognize the name and I'm like, hold on a second. I wouldn't know anything about this girl if we hadn't talked about her during episode. But then it's just a question of, like, did we talk about her in somebody else's episode?
Yep, yep, yep. Turns out,
no. No, no, unfortunately.
Hopefully, a real episode next week. I should be able to, even if I don't.
A real episode?
A real episode, unlike this fake made-up episode on this fake made-up day.
Wait. What kind of episode?
A real one?
Now, see, I could make a fake episode.
Real episode?
Oh my god, I played, sorry, I know we're wrapping up. I played D&D at like a little event last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I got clocked as a McElroy enjoyer. Ha! Because the person sitting next to me, I don't remember what we were talking about, but then they were just like, wait, a real sword? And I was like, what kind of sword? And I'm just like, oh my god.
Yep, yep.
Got clocked so fast as a McElroy enjoyer.
Got him. Got him.
Not even wearing any McElroy merch, just medieval garb.
Ye oldie McElroy fan. Anyways, I should, even if I don't have my own mic next week, I think I should probably be able to borrow this one again. So if everything goes fine, we will have a normal episode next week about a character that we have not done an episode on before. Thank you all for bearing with us. I hope this was at least enjoyable, even if unexpected. If you want to see when we post real episodes, you can follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, at Capes and Japes. You can send us an email to capesandjapes@gmail.com. We have a Discord server if you want to join us on there. We have a Patreon. As mentioned, this is sort of the vibe of most of our Patreon bonus episodes, is us just kind of chatting about things, except for we know what we're going to be chatting about ahead of time. So if you enjoy that, consider subscribing to the Patreon, or as mentioned, being a supporter on Pinecast, if that's preferable to you. If you can't do that, but you want to help out the show in another way, leaving a rating and review is very appreciated. Telling a friend about the show, maybe not this one, maybe not this
episode specifically. Unless they're interested in comic adaptations, I guess.
Yeah, but telling them about the show in general. And just coming back and joining us. Thank you so much for being with us here today. On this episode of Capes and Japes, I have been Olivia.
And I have been Briar. And as always, whoops! Uh-oh! Oh no!
Oh no! Uh-oh! Oh jeez! Hey. Okay, Povity's nerfed.